Hello there and welcome back to the Black and Irish podcast, the podcast highlighting the struggles and successes of the Black and Mixed Race community in Ireland. I'm your host Leon Diop and joining me today, Eric Hige, the politics coordinator of Black and Irish, and Menachi Siribe, who is supporting us on an event that we're running in July pertaining to politics. Today on the podcast, we're going to be delving into the issues around politics and the Black community, engagement between the Black community in terms of politics, and also an event that we're going to be running in the month of July. We'll talk about that a little bit further on the episode, but I'd love to introduce you to my guests. So Eric, maybe hear a little bit about yourself and your work with Black and Irish.
Of course. So my name is Eric Ahige. I'm the politics coordinator of Black and Irish. Just this role essentially sees me trying to promote political education throughout the Black and Irish community, because we believe that from education comes involvement, and our goal is to really spike involvement of the Black and Irish community with Irish politics and increase representation. Furthermore, I just finished studying law at the University of Galway and I'm a very proud Longford man. So that sums me up.
That's the first time I've heard that. And over to yourself, Menachi, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Menachi Siribe. I am a graduate law student. I am also the marketing associate of Umoja Lynn. So I'm here today because Eric approached me about this beautiful idea about political event to bring the Black community together and have one voice so that we can present it to people that can make a difference more.
I suppose, what got you engaged in politics in Ireland and why do you love politics so much?
I think it was my mom in my case. So my mom's a Nigerian lady and so she was always talking about politics. I think politics is just a constant attribute of any Nigerian household to one extent or another, because of obviously my mom is a first generation immigrant and one of the reasons why she left was because of challenges maybe faced in Nigeria, and those challenges are directly correlated to political issues like instability and corruption. So she'd always be screaming at presidential election time about particular candidates and shouting about what she wants to happen, the change she wants to see. So naturally the political machinery in my mind was activated from my mom's commentary. And in terms of Irish politics, I was involved in the Irish Second Level Students Union. I was an equality officer and a welfare officer. And so that gave me direct access to certain political stakeholders when I was advocating for the rights of secondary school students. And so I got to see how Irish politics work. And thankfully, because of the background knowledge my mom gave me, I was able to correlate what Irish politicians do and what happens in my life on a day-to-day basis, and the importance of having students appreciate this too, so that we can collectively rally for change. So I think this is the underbelly of my political involvement. Activism too. I grew up with my mom. She was a big activist. She used to show speeches of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. to me when I was younger.
Right.
When I was in primary school, I used to come home from school, the 40-minute panel discussion. I used to be like, Mom, no. Just to force me to watch them. So again, through activism, she had me really appreciate what politics can do. And that's kind of bled into the work I do now via Black and Irish.
And what about yourself, Menachi?
For myself, when I think about politics, I just think about when I'm younger, looking around, thinking about all the wrongs that I see. So the idea of politics is just using it as a tool that you can actually make a difference in your community, not to just sit by, but you can get to a place where, okay, yes, I see this problem and I actually want to make change with it. So those would be one of the reasons why I'd be want to get involved in politics.
In terms of the kind of main political landscape in Ireland, where do you think we are at the moment? What politics looks like at this current moment in Ireland?
Definitely in an unprecedented place. So at the moment we have a government that's made up of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Those are the two civil war parties. So traditionally in Ireland, you wouldn't have imagined them joining together. In fact, right now, there are still families in certain regions of Ireland that are Fianna Fáil families and Fine Gael families and still hold very strident views attached to kind of the civil war politics that the two parties emerged from. So the fact they're both in government is a big deal. Aside from that, though, I think in terms of the way people feel, there's a lot of discontent and disillusionment amongst the people, particularly young people here in Ireland. I'm sure, Menachi, you'd be able to attest to the fact that so many young people don't necessarily feel at home in Ireland. They don't feel like their opinions are represented. They don't feel like there's opportunity, and there's a cost of living crisis that presents a really tight squeeze that's affecting young people. We have a homelessness crisis that's leading to economic hardship that gives space for the far right to promote, you know, negative regressive messages that target immigrants and refugees and makes them out to be scapegoats. I think this creates for a toxic politics and environment that everyone's kind of suffering the consequence of. That being said, Sinn Féin is on the rise right now and it seems like people are really flocking behind an alternative political party. So in the next election, general election, I don't think it'd be unreasonable to predict that they might land themselves in government. But if they do, it's going to be interesting to see what form that takes and the effect it'll have on immigrant communities and other communities.
You mentioned that, Menashe, you might have some views on how politics is affecting young people in Ireland at the moment. What do you think about that?
Yes, I feel like a lot of young people in Ireland that are black aren't involved in the political scene. Whenever they think of it, they just think, oh, you're in Ireland, you're not really going to be heard, nothing's going to be done for you, there's no like no one to represent you up there. So I feel like a lot of people feel like Ireland might not be as much of a home to them as it could be. So that's why we're just trying to make a difference and bring people's more voices so that we can have more representation and show the people in the government that the black Irish people aren't just here to just take up space. We actually want to like make a difference with everything going on in Ireland and help.
Yeah, and do you feel like there is a general kind of disconnection between the black community and Irish politics?
Oh, big time, big time. I think partly stemming from the fact that people might not see the stake that they have in Ireland, and this is what spurred Black and Irish integration to a certain extent. We try to introduce the concept that it's possible to be both Black and Irish because of experiences of racism, discrimination and disenfranchisement. Oftentimes people might not feel like they're fully part of the Irish project. And if you don't feel like you're a stakeholder within your nation, and then you seeing yourself as being a stakeholder in Irish politics is less likely. Mm. Furthermore, I think politics can often be inaccessible in terms of the rhetoric that's used in regards to the Black and Irish community. When it comes to mainstream political discourse, we seldom see Black people being called to contribute to conversations such as Brexit or cost of living crisis. But when it's time to talk about racism or discrimination, you got the token Black in there. And they'll say their piece. Yeah. So I think that the perception within politics of the Black and Irish community doesn't help. But also I think there's sort of a lack of confidence amongst many Black Irish people I speak to in terms of their ability to contribute to political dialogue. And with the event that we want to hold, we want to change that paradigm and allow people in the community to believe in their ability to contribute to political discourse and to push the needle forward in Ireland in regards to political development in this country.
And one thing that I've actually just noticed there, we've had three Black politicians over the course of, I suppose, our history, those being Naoimh Yadanuga, who was represented or represents Fine Gael, Councillor Uremi Adejimi, a Longford native as well. And then we had Rotimi Adebari as well, who was a mayor. He was somewhere in the Midlands as well, I believe. It seems to be quite kind of centered around the Midlands, is that right?
Yeah, it does. I don't know what might speak to that, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I will say that considering how diverse Dublin is, for example, you'd expect for there to be more Black representation in Dublin, or how diverse other cities in Ireland are, you'd expect for there to be more openings for Black Irish politicians there. So a lot needs to change. And I don't necessarily think the political system is doing enough to bring about that change. So I think it's up to those working at the grassroots level to see what we can do to ignite that change from the ground up, because politics responds to the ground. You know, people who have political influence get their sway and influence from being elected. So if the people move left, the politicians have to move left. It's a matter of employment to a certain extent when you look at the bread and butter situation. Yeah. So I think it's up to us to realize our power and then use that to the maximum effect to bring about the changes that we seek.
I just want to say as well, I feel like a lot of people don't feel like they have enough information as well about politics. People need to have a place where they can access that information, because if you don't know about it, you're not going to get involved. You're not going to be interested. So yeah, if we can create a space where all this like information can be found.
I think that kind of brings us into the next thing. We're going to be hosting an event in the middle of July that's pertaining to getting the Black community more involved and engaged in politics. Tell us about this event that we're running.
As a preliminary note, I'll attach to our discourse about the event the fact that we have an Irish politics handbook out there, a Black and Irish created Irish politics handbook that has basic information about Irish democracy. So we talk about what the constitution is, we talk about the Dáil, the Seanad, the two parliamentary houses, how to register to vote, and then there's a brief note about why you voting is important and why your voice matters as a Black and Irish individual. In regards to the event, though, the idea came from the fact that we've had many conversations like this in the past internally in the team and amongst some friends like Menashe, for example. We just recognize that there's a gulf between the Black Irish community and involvement in Irish politics in the political sphere. So the event is called Community Town Hall, Finding Your Voice. Community Town Hall because we're going to be bringing together 60 Black and Irish people, and Finding Your Voice because we hope for the event to convince people that they have a stake in Irish politics and can use their voice to bring about a change. So we're going to bring together 60 people. It's going to be a consultation. People are going to have conversations about health, housing, education, the future of Ireland and culture in Ireland. We're going to be taking down notes based on the contributions of people at the event. Then we're going to be creating a 10-point list of demands. And that 10-point list of demands is going to be given out to the media and also promoted to politicians and used by Black and Irish for lobbying purposes. So if people at the event say they want to see particular changes when it comes to housing, policy-wise, we're going to show this to politicians leading up to the local and the general and EU elections and say, you have to be working to try and bring about these changes. It's not necessarily fully representative of the entirety of the community per se. We recognize that it's a sample, but it's a step in the right direction in terms of igniting political involvement and getting the political sphere to appreciate the capacity of the community to chime in on mainstream discourse.
I mean, actually, tell us what's it been like working on this event and trying to get it together, and what are some of the maybe challenges that you've faced?
It's been amazing so far. Of course, have an amazing team with Erica and Melissa, but so far we've had a lot of support, actually. Like, say for the venue, Epic were very, very great with us. They allowed us to have the venue for free as well.
Yeah.
So it just shows that other people in the community are willing to help our voice be heard, help us help the Black people rise into the community and have a like political voice as well. So have we had any challenges so far? No, I don't think we've had any.
It's just been a breeze.
Yeah, there's
been lots of internal conversations, lots of hard work. Yeah. Everybody in the team really is working hard to see what we can do to make it work. And we're trying to think of pit holes as well. And we're trying to think of what this event communicates, because it's important to say that the goal is to, number one, have the political stakeholders in this country see the ability of the Black Irish community to contribute to mainstream political discourse. And then secondly, we want to convince people in the community that they can contribute to said discourse. And we're trying not to add too many political connotations to the event, because I find that when you speak to many Black Irish people and you label your discussion a political one, then people step back and say, well, I don't know much about politics.
But
if you talk about health, housing, education, the barbershop, then everybody's a political scholar then.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we want this to have a really, really chill kind of community vibe to it. There's going to be traditional food at the event as well, Afro kind of Caribbean themed food.
Amazing.
We're going to have music at the event. We're going to have guest speakers in Yemi Adenuga and Emer O'Neill. So it's going to be a space that's safe, where people can feel at home and comfortable. And we want people to be able to contribute as they would informally. And that's what's going to hopefully feed into the 10-point plan and then lead to the change that we all want to see in the country.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know about you as well. Certainly for myself, like, some of the issues around housing, for me, have been quite negative. Like, I remember when I was going through college trying to rent a house, you know, it was an absolute nightmare. Mm. I went to a viewing with a person that I was living with at the time to another house, and we were told by the agents that this house was not suitable for people of African origin, which was insane. But at the time, I didn't really know where to go with that. And I feel like that there's many people out there in the Black community who have gone through similar things but haven't really talked about it. So do you think that this will, like, talking about housing and getting people together will help with issues like that?
Yes, I definitely think so. I feel like a lot of people, when things like that happen, like, they stay silent and nobody expresses how they feel. So that's why people feel like they can continue to do this to our community. So I feel like having a set plan and having it in a booklet, having it in something that we can actually give evidence. Also, we're not just having 60 people, we're also going to do a survey of a wider community, so we'll have more voices as well. So having it in a set place shows that, okay, this is actually affecting more people than we think. And yeah, just a way to approach all these problems.
Absolutely.
I must stress also what Manachi just mentioned. We're going to have a survey put out to the wider public, because we understand that 60 is obviously a limited number. And the reason why it's limited is just because of capacity issues with the venue. And we hope this can be continued in one form or another into the future, so more voices can be brought into the fold. But for now, we're going to put out a survey to the Black and Irish population writ large for people to chime in on the questions that we're going to be putting to people at the event.
Yeah.
And though that may not be fully represented in the 10-point plan, we're going to write a report based upon the contributions from people at the event, and also contributions from people via the survey, to capture demands that we can create for the plan, but also the nuances and conversations that are missed when you limit contributions to just 10 points.
Yeah.
So we want to present this report also to political stakeholders in the country so that they can appreciate the ins and outs of issues like the ones you've just identified. Because even though the law might be robust right now when it comes to equality and issues like that, as it's popularly perceived, there are, like, gaps and margins that people can't see because they don't have a visceral kind of experience as a Black and Irish person in Ireland. So there are blind spots that people naturally miss because of the lack of representation in the country. So we hope to open up the eyes of Irish politics through these blind spots by our report and the 10-point plan.
I know that we're doing the physical event and the survey as well, but I do think that there is something really powerful about bringing people together to talk about these things, and you know, for us to capture that and show that there is, I suppose, a contingent of Black people in Ireland like really engaged in politics and focusing on it and challenging people on these issues. So, you know, I'm really glad that we're doing both, that we're making sure that we're bringing people together, that we're having these conversations in person as well, but also that we're surveying the wider community as well to make sure that we're trying to encapsulate as many people as possible. Let's maybe touch on some broader ways that we can get the Black and mixed race community more engaged in politics in Ireland.
I guess in terms of how you can get the information out there, I feel like we need to target places where we know the Black community are going to be. Like, obviously it sounds silly, but even like things like the churches, the universities, the ACS, all those things that we know, okay, young Black people and all the way up to the older ages, that we can get them there.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can, I feel like that's how we can like target information towards them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely think so too. I think also allowing people to see, this is actually like it's an age old challenge faced within democracy, generally speaking, in regard to the whole population. In fact, just having people get more involved with politics. There's not 100% margin of involvement with regards to voting, and also as compared to the Irish population. So it's a challenge. But with relation to the Black Irish community, some of the challenges might be more culturally distinct.
Yeah.
And they might even differentiate within the community because of how diverse the Black Irish community is ethnically as well. So because of different perceptions, it can be difficult. But I think one really effective tool, number one, is education, which we touched on. And number two also is having people see the impact that politics has on their lives. When people can actually correlate their everyday lives to politics, then there's just more of an impetus that arises and is placed upon them to push them into getting involved in politics. So I'd like for more conversations to happen to allow for people to see how their everyday lives are affected by politics and how by voting they can bring about a change, because there's a disillusionment that can come around from voting. And if one person is the only person voting, say in their family or in their community, they feel as if it's worthless. They can feel as if it's worthless. So we have to have people appreciate the power of democracy, the fact that votes matter and one vote can lead to another. And then many votes can lead to a change.
And I think we've put a lot of emphasis on how we need to try and bring our community to get engaged with politics. But I think there's the other side of it as well, how we can get politics and pull that forward to get engaged with our community. So what ways could we get government and politicians that are in power at the moment more engaged with our community, but then also wider politicians like the opposition, various other kind of groups like that, local politicians as well? How can we bring them to get engaged with our community?
I think this is it's inevitable to a certain extent, because as events of the kind that we're holding in July take place more and involvement increases, people are going to see the political capital in getting involved in the community. But in terms of leadership and integrity and doing the right thing, I think that shouldn't be the case per se. I think politicians should take action and see how they can target community organizations that work with the community, say like Black and Irish, the Movement of Asylum Seekers in Ireland, and other organizations that are trying to represent people in the Black Irish community, to understand perceptions within the community and see how that can be represented in their politics. I think it's important for them also to try and garner views from the community, so that when they're lawmaking, they can try and ensure that the laws that they're advocating for are as representative as possible. So this is what I'd encourage from politicians. I think too that in their political parties, they should try and target migrants to see how that they can get them involved in local communities. They should try and spot talent within migrant communities and see how they can get them involved with the political parties that they're part of also, and see how they can put them on the ticket too, because it's better for the political party if the views represented in the party are as representative as possible of the diversity of views in the country. So this is what I'd encourage from politicians. I actually spoke to a politician a while back, who I'll not name, and I asked him, what advice would you give? It's good for me as politics coordinator to know if I'm speaking to a young Black and Irish person who wants to get involved in politics and has questions about the process, to be able to answer some of their questions. And I said, what advice would you give to a young Black and Irish person? And the politician didn't even answer my question. He said, well, our party, we love multiculturalism. I was like, this just shows that the poverty of language amongst many politicians when it comes to speaking to the situation of Black Irish people and just understanding the paradigm of the community and what it might look like for a Black and Irish person to get involved in politics, for you to reference multiculturalism automatically. So there's a lot of work to be done, and I hope for politicians to do that work.
And I also feel like politicians may not think that there's enough of us for them to actually listen. So having events like this where we can show, okay, gather communities over and over during yearly periods, they can see that, okay, there actually is enough of them that they want to make a difference. So I think having more events like this is really good.
You know, with this podcast, we're all about having transformational conversations and, you know, really bringing about change in Ireland. So how are we going to bring about change with Black people getting involved in politics in Ireland?
Yeah. Firstly, register for the event. Register for the event and register. For the,
sign up. Yeah.
You'll see the registration form on the Black and Irish social media account. So please get registering and please participate in the survey also, because in doing so, you're being part of the chain that you referenced, Leon. Secondly, see what you can do to find out more about how your local area works in relation to political activity. So your councillors, look into the next local elections, what your councillors are saying. Are what they're saying, does that speak to me in any way? Does that speak to what my parents are going through or anyone in my community? Are these policies that they're advocating for going to negatively affect me or positively affect me? And once you've made that decision, then register to vote if you haven't already. See what local authorities you can refer to with regards to registration if you haven't registered, and go out there and cast a vote. No matter what, try and see what you can do to cast that vote, because you'd be so surprised what change that can make for you, your family, and future generations within your community. I think we need to be the brave Black and Irish generation, because what we do right now, I think we're in a renaissance period in many ways as a community. When you look at the arts, when you look at music, culture, how it's shifting, politics has to be no difference. And if you look at other kind of precedent examples, say in the United States of America, when the Harlem Renaissance happened and there were more authors and writers and musicians, like parallel to that was the civil rights movement, and both fed into each other. So as we're evolving as a community, politics can't be left behind, or in decision-making will be left behind. We don't want to be left behind.
Absolutely not.
So make sure that we're not, by getting involved in any way you can.
Brilliant.
So everybody, if you want your voice to be heard, don't be silent. Come down to the event. Let how you feel be presented to the government, to people that can make a difference. Come as a community, because the Black people in Ireland, we have a voice. We want to be heard. So we'll see you all on July 15th.
Brilliant. Well, look, Erica Hige and Manachi Sariba, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to me. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This has been the Black and Irish Podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or the RTE Radio Player app, or wherever you get your podcast, wherever that may be. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode of the Black and Irish Podcast. Thanks so much.